from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, we got a lot of stuff to get to in this segment. We've got some unbelievable audio from Steven Nelson coming up, former Texans cornerback who's now either retired or has been retired by the NFL after they've watched his act this offseason, one or the other.
Well, or just 2 years in a row where he's first insulted the GM and then insulted D'Amico Ryans, the head coach.
He explains himself in a few moments here. Mm.
So we'll he was surprised that people were upset that he insulted D'Amico Ryans in the middle of a hurricane or in the middle of a tornado relief effort.
Yeah. Called him a milk dud head.
Yeah.
So we'll hear from Steven Nelson shortly. The Texans play tomorrow night in the Hall of Fame game. They're one of two teams, them and the Bears, who get an extra preseason game out of this. So we'll get three more preseason games after this. Nick Caserio is always active, always looking at stuff, always looking at free agents that are out there, always looking at opportunities to make the Texans better short-term and long-term. And we know that he loves to do two things when it comes to day three type picks. He loves to flip players at times to pick up a spare sixth or a seventh, and then he loves to turn around draft weekend and use those fifth, sixth, and seventh round picks to maneuver within the draft to go get guys that he likes. That's his currency to go target certain guys. If you look at some of the primary guys on this roster that have been drafted the last couple of years, he's had two really good drafts in a row. He's moved up or moved back to secure those guys. Like and especially when you move up, you got to give up some picks like this. So my question, Seth, on for what is easily the deepest Texans team that we've had since Nick Caserio took over as GM, which means theoretically there's a lot of guys that he already knows probably wouldn't make the 53, but would make somebody else's 53. Mm-hmm. I think there's a handful of guys who are candidates to maybe get moved for a day three pick here over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I think so. I think there's a very good chance. And then also depending on what the Texans' needs end up being,
yes,
because of injury or because they're not happy with how a guy is playing. That, yeah.
Probably the biggest name slash primary position people would ask about, and this is something you brought up during camp. You brought it up earlier in this show. Is there any chance Davis Mills gets moved in this camp?
I honestly think there is.
Do you?
And I know everybody thinks I'm crazy because I can see it in their faces when I suggest it. I think that we're a little too close to the situation. I think that because we've seen Davis Mills' limitations, et cetera, I think that you got to remember how much. Think back to the Bill O'Brien days, okay? Bill O'Brien was a head coach in the NFL. He was a GM at one point. That was William O'Brien. But yes. Think about him thinking that Brian Hoyer was going to be better than Justin Fitzpatrick. Why?
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
And Justin as well.
Yeah.
But Ryan Fitzpatrick. Why? Because he has time in the system.
Yeah.
Because he used to hang around with Tom Brady. So why did he think Ryan Mallett would be a better option than Ryan Fitzpatrick? Time in the New England system. All of that. And right now, there are a dozen or so teams in the league that are running the Kyle Shanahan offense, or a version thereof. That if they see Davis Mills airing it out to John Metchie in the preseason, if Davis Mills puts in a couple good games, there are going to be people who think, well, this is, you know what? Matt Stafford just got hurt. I don't know. Jordan Love got hurt. Whoever. Take your pick from a Shanahan-type system that might be willing to look at Davis Mills as the guy that needs to come in.
So it's a lock that Mills starts this game tomorrow night, do you think, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're going to glow him up. Okay. I think for a couple reasons. One, they want to be sure that if he is going to be the backup quarterback, they want to develop him. They want to get the best out of him. They want to see where he is. And then also, too, just the same way the Patriots did with Ryan Mallett back in the day when they had that one offseason where everybody was gushing about how it looked like he was a ready-to-go starter and all of that. Like the Patriots knew what they were doing. You know who's on that staff, Sean?
Who's that?
Nick Caserio.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. The first name that comes to mind for me that I think could get moved, and now in one sense it may run contrary to moving the guy because D'Amico Ryans has had nothing but great things to say about this player.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if you were thinking of moving a guy, you would have nothing but great things to say about this player.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Brevin Jordan is a candidate to be moved. Brevin Jordan, who flashed at the end of last year,
yeah.
You got a tight end room where you've got two locks to make the team at tight end right now, and Dalton Schultz and Cade Stover.
Mm-hmm.
Cade Stover they drafted, Dalton Schultz they gave an extension to. Those guys are making the team. I guess the big variable would be that Tegan Katoriano is your third tight end. He's shown up a couple times here, and he's looked okay in camp so far, but he's had major injury issues. So I like Brevin Jordan. He's a very unique weapon, but some other teams out there may think he's a very unique weapon and might duke you a little something.
I think that the thing with Brevin Jordan is,
and he's in a contract
And it would be one the Texans would have to have a long, hard conversation about it, because I think D'Amico loves Brevin Jordan.
I think I think he's being genuine with all the
I don't think he's being cagey. I think that if anything, like D'Amico's been overly honest sometimes, to the point where people don't believe him. Like when he said, we're going to draft a quarterback. And then he said, we're going to draft a quarterback, one of these two guys. And then for 6 weeks, people in the national media talked about how the Texans weren't going to draft a quarterback.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So I think that Brevin Jordan is a guy that he's not an inline tight end. And yet there's playmaking ability there. And you can use him so much that I think as teams are so fixated on stopping the Texans wide receivers, they just look at so many opportunities like his long touchdown run last year, reception last year, that it would be really hard for them because they can envision what they can do with him in a versatile aspect.
Yeah.
But they might just have, they might get a nice offer.
Maybe they do. Now, there's three positions, I think, Seth. We'll go through these quick. There's three because I want to get to the Steven Nelson. But there's three positions that I think are going to be some really hard decisions when it comes time to cut the roster down.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they're loaded with Hall of Famers at these positions, but I think they're loaded with players that, when they make cuts, will immediately get picked up by other teams. Wide receiver's the big one. I think they've got like 8 NFL wide receivers on this roster right now. If you could see the Texans moving one or maybe more of them for like a day 3 pick, who would you see them moving?
Cody has John Metchie, Cody Stutes of Houston football. He's got I haven't heard this from him directly, but he's got John Metchie as his seventh wide receiver right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which I don't know. I think Metchie's had
a good camp.
I think he's had a really good camp. He's had some drops, you know, and we saw that last year, but he's physically a different person. He talked about it a little bit in the press conference yesterday, but then with Lopez, and we'll play this audio maybe later. With Lopez, he talked about just how brutal the treatment was and how long it took in Brandon Scott, how long it took to come back.
Yep.
And he looks like a completely different guy. He says he's faster now than he's ever been in his life.
Yeah.
And I don't worry about the drops because I kind of put that on him still getting back into the groove in some ways.
Yeah.
So I would think it might be more likely Xavier Hutchinson.
Is Hutchinson, you know, maybe there's a team out there that feels like they need a vet in their receiver room and they give you a six rounder for Robert Woods.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, Woods is, you know what? Woods, especially like he was for CJ last year, before Nico and Tank really caught on, Woods was a security blanket for CJ Stroud.
Yeah.
So maybe for a team with a young quarterback, they will look at Robert Woods as that. Also a good voice in the locker. Like, for, honestly, what Robert Woods was really good for the Texans for last year.
Yep.
I mean, he was still a viable threat. He churned out for like almost every one of his receptions early on was for a first down because he was right at the sticks and he was sure-handed. I think that's a good one, Sean.
Robert Woods?
Yeah, that's one that I think we're probably sleeping on because it's hard to, you see all this other stuff out of practice, but he still does have that value.
He does, yeah. He just happens to be in a camp where you've got three freaks running around at wide receiver. Yeah. So that's your benchmark is Tank Dell, Stephon Diggs, and Nico Collins. I think the other two positions that are interesting to me where there may be guys on the roster, and again, I'm talking about just getting some draft capital, but could get moved. I think along the defensive line, I think there's going to be some tough cuts, which sounds weird to say because everybody's kind of up in their feelings about the defensive tackle position and how that played out in the offseason with Sheldon Rankins leaving and the Malik Collins trade, which felt weird. But they've got like five or six guys at that defensive tackle rotation that are all kind of very closely bunched together.
I was honestly kind of surprised at how many people are really upset about Sheldon Rankins leaving and then criticizing Nick for that. Well, not also recognizing that Nick brought Sheldon Rankins in on a very affordable one-year deal, and then Sheldon Rankins ended up getting, after 1 year with the Texans, getting a much better deal elsewhere than he was offered the year before.
Yep.
Like, and Malik Collins was the same way. The Texans kind of got him at a discount initially, and he proved himself in a Lovie Smith defense, not even a D'Amico Ryans defense, but it's not like Nick hasn't found these under-heralded defensive tackles and gotten good work out of them before. Swapping out Malik Collins and Sheldon Rankins for, say, Mario Edwards and Foley Fatakasi, I'm not as alarmed or panicked by it because we've seen this before.
Yeah.
They've gotten a lot out of guys that were lesser names.
Yep. Running back's the other interesting position where I think the cuts will be tough. I just think that's a tough position to expect to get any teams duking you draft capital because it's such a disposable, fungible position. I think teams feel like they can find guys out there. Jawar Jordan is the one that has made that position group kind of intriguing to me out of camp.
Yeah.
The rookie out of Louisville.
Because he's got great vision. He's got build-up speed. He's not as immediately quick and explosive as you want out of a smaller guy, but he's one of those guys when you watch him in college, he's small, but he's breaking tackles all over the place. He's not going to be able to do it at the same level in the NFL, but I need to see him against people who are trying to genuinely tackle him. And as a receiver, he looks very smooth as a receiver. Just when he catches the ball and turns to run, silky smooth. Like, that part of it is really appealing.
He's like top three for me for tomorrow night's game that I'm looking forward to watching.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking forward to watching him play real football.
Well, and you know, another thing too about if you go back to, say, Arian Foster, different body type than Jawar Jordan, but some guys just have a knack for getting in this offense and in this system. And whatever their measurables are that keep them from getting drafted high or drafted at all in the case of Arian, sometimes guys just have a knack for it. So we can see if Jawar Jordan's one of those guys.
Yep, should be fun. So those are some things to watch. I can definitely see if I had to put the over-under at trades for the Texans where they're sending guys out for draft picks, put it at 1.5. Like, I think there will be at least one deal gets made over the next few weeks to get some draft capital from some of this depth that they've built, I would say.
Before we get to Steven Nelson and his peculiar audio.
Yes.
What am I more bullish on John Metchie than most of the people out of camp? You do a good job of talking to everybody. I'm a grumpy jerk out. I'm not grumpy, but I just that heat does it too. Like even when it's, I don't talk. I don't want to pay attention to the practice.
Right.
But you, you're a.
I talk to people.
I feel like I'm getting the sense that I'm more bullish on Mechie.
I think people are excited about Mechie. I think
the people out at camp.
Yeah,
watching
yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Because I follow. Not only do I stand and talk to them, but I follow them on a lot of them on social media as well. I think Cody, whatever list Cody's put together that has Mechie at seventh that you're looking at over there. I think Cody's the outlier. I think a lot of people are very excited about how Mechie has.
I guess you know what it is. I very much respect Cody's opinion.
Yeah.
So like Cody's a smart dude and he really pays attention. So I got to have a conversation with him later. About
Yeah. No, I think it goes back to mini camp and OTAs.
Yeah.
Where we had heard CJ talk about how Mechie looked so much better in the workouts they were doing out in LA, and we're like, all right, well that's CJ's his teammate. He's going to say things like that. Let's wait and see. And then at OTAs and minicamp, to the eye test, not doing any hitting or anything, but like you could tell Mechie looked like a different guy, getting in and out of his cuts. And man, these one-on-one drills yesterday, holy smokes.
You put one on Kalen Bullock, man.
Yeah, Kalen Bullock and then Mike Ford two reps later. So he looks good. I think people are more to your end than the Cody Stutz end on this thing.
All right.
No, you're good.
I just want to be in the mob. The mob is always right. I just
always.
I'm carrying my torch and I'm going to kill that Frankenstein.
That's right. That's
big old monster that he is.
What could go wrong?
Killed a little girl, I hear.
Here's Steven Nelson. Steven Nelson, we all remember back when the tornadoes hit in June. What a summer it's been in Houston so far. Thanks, Mother Nature. You whore. The storms back
she
in
does work for God
back
Sean.
In June. Well, that's true. Well, I'll go above her head and have a conversation with God about her act.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not afraid to call high in the organization. So Steven Nelson, we know, I don't have the exact quotes in front of me, but he took a personal shot at D'Amico Ryans, called him a milk dud head, and then tried to shame him into making sure he was out there doing good for the people impacted by the tornadoes.
Right, yeah, because the Texans are known as a team that never gets out in the
community.
Right,
they never do charitable stuff.
They never do any of that stuff.
Ever, yeah right. So Steven Nelson was on Darius Slay's podcast, I guess yesterday. Yesterday is when I saw the video. Darius Slay, current Philadelphia Eagles cornerback, has his own podcast. He had Steven Nelson on there, and he said, hey, man, explain yourself. Why did you go after D'Amico Ryans and call him a milk dud head?
For real, now it was an opportunity for me to kind of, get them involved in what was going on. You know, we had a lot of power out in the city and stuff. You know, people, refrigerators going out.
Yeah.
So I'm like, shoot. You know what I'm saying? Because I did a couple little food drives, and I'm looking around on the news. I'm like, man, these folks ain't got. And did no type of community give backs in there? Okay. So then I get on got my Twitter fingers. Hey, milk dud, man, come on.
Okay,
yeah,
so.
People shouldn't have an issue with it because he was trying to do something good.
Right.
It certainly wasn't him, like, using a natural disaster as an opportunity to take shots at D'Amico or anything like that. That couldn't possibly be interpreted that way.
Or use somebody not doing something publicly, at
right,
least.
Right, right, right.
Publicly to highlight the stuff he was doing publicly.
Yes, yes. There certainly couldn't be any self-glorification going on there.
Right.
Hey, look at me. I'm giving away hamburgers.
If there's one thing that I know, Seth, when it comes to charitable endeavors, been involved in my fair share through my years on this earth. If there's one thing that I know, people love to be shamed into doing charitable
work. Oh, they
work.
Love it. Yeah, it's
and
the best.
And if they don't respond to the initial shaming, they love to be personally insulted into doing, especially about their appearance.
So especially from a guy that's claiming that he's, getting low ball offers from teams and everything and then retires 2 weeks later. And who had previously taken a shot at the GM of the organization. Like, come on, man. Stop trying to. That's the most annoying thing about this is people missed the message.
Yeah.
I was trying to do something good. That's some David Koresh style rationale right there. But hey, I'm trying to bring people to the Lord. Why are you concerned about the welfare of these children and the catch of weapons? Whatever. That's some Jim Jones BS.
It is, man.
Hey. This is sweetened Kool-Aid.
Right.
This is like, we're just trying to do something good here.
Tastes good, man.
Yeah.
Tastes good. Here's one more from Steven Nelson. Again, this is on Darius Slay's podcast. He was legit surprised that his posts on social media upset some people.
Hey, it was some people mad about that job, too.
I know they was.
Like, they were like they missing the message, though. I'm like, man, Milk Dud was just a small piece of what I was, my message.
What you led
like,
with.
My full message was, let's give back to the community. Ah. I just put Milk Dud on it. And then they would... Man, and they're like, man, you disrespecting, you know, such and such. I'm like, man, all right, man, whatever.
That's what I hear. That's what
that
I
was just a small part of my message.
That was just a small part of my message, dude, that I led with.
That
yeah.
He called whatever he was doing a message?
Yeah, yeah.
Steven Nelson. I don't think he's a dumb person, but those are some dumb quotes right there.
I think he's
right
detached.
There.
I think, honestly, he could probably get a insanity plea in court. Because, like, you know, they want to yeah. know whether, are you aware of what you're doing is the yeah. wrong thing? Do you even have an understanding that what you did was bad?
Yeah.
And, like...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He would be the guy. It's the same kind of logic as, like, why did you shoot this guy? Well, I mean, he was trying to wash my windows and I didn't want him to.
Right.
I was at an intersection and I had to get moving and he kept trying to wash my windows. So I had to shoot him. I was like, do you understand that shooting him is wrong? You're missing the message, man. You're missing the message. He was trying to wash my windows
didn't
and my windows didn't need to be washed.
That's it. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You just don't get it, man.
Yeah. Steven Nelson, man.
I feel like Darius Slay when he said, what did he say? They was mad.
Yeah.
He was kind of saying, like, yeah.
Yeah, duh.
He called the most popular person in the city Milk Dud. You took a personal shot. Your method of delivering the message that apparently Steven Nelson was the only person out there that was worried about all of the people that had all these issues.
Right.
He needed to be sure it got out there that there was a weather event and there were repercussions.
Well,
by any means necessary.
Especially the assumption that D'Amico himself or the Texans, because he did kind of use plural nouns there, like they weren't doing things
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure, if I had to guess, the Texans were probably doing some charitable works during the tornadoes or in the aftermath of the tornadoes. If I had to guess. All right, Payne and Pendergast with
hope
you.
Hope he gets picked up by the Cowboys to go to that empty training camp up
there
where nobody's attending.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. Let's do that. Let's peek in on some other training camps here. This is one that got sent to me by a few people yesterday saying, man, I need to hear you and Seth talk about this. And I heard, it might have been the afternoon show yesterday. I came in the middle of the segment.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And of them talking about this, and then I went and found it. Wow. Jeffrey Simmons, Tennessee Titans defensive tackle, Pro Bowl, All-Pro defensive tackle, playing for a team that's not very good right now up there in Tennessee. Apparently 104.5 The Zone, one of the big sports stations up in Nashville, is doing their shows from Titans training camp. And Buck Riesing is a host up in Nashville. I think he's also a national host as well. I think he's with Clay Travis.
I thought it was Buck Rising.
That's it might be Rising. Name. It might be Rising.
I would call myself Rising. Well, Buck Rising.
You might find yourself in another industry with the name Buck Rising. But however you pronounce it, Buck Riesing, Rising, whatever. Apparently, he has posted some things on social media that have annoyed Jeffrey Simmons. So Riesing is getting ready to do an interview with, I believe, Roger McCreary is the name of the player. He's a cornerback for the Titans. McCreary's getting ready to sit down in the hot seat on 104.5 The Zone out of training camp, and up walks Jeffrey Simmons, who never gets on a hot mic himself, but you can hear him in the background basically going after this radio host. Take a listen.
Well, Jeff, you want to sit down? We can talk whenever you want to talk. Jeff, we'll deal with that later. Roger McCreary sitting down with us here on 104.5 The Zone. Jeff, I mean, we're on the air right now.
I don't care. You do a lot of talking on social media.
I'm right here, Jeff. We can talk anytime you want to. Unbelievable.
We got
to
make that happen.
Well, we'll deal with that later on. Roger McCreary sitting down with us here on 104.5 The Zone.
Did that require a dump right there, do you think?
There was a P word.
There was?
Did you miss that?
I missed that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I didn't hear, honestly, when I was listening on air yesterday, I was listening to the drive talk about it. I didn't hear it on there.
As long as you're not referring to genitalia, you're allowed to use that word on the radio.
Really?
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. And the D word as well, as long as you're not referring to genitalia.
Like if you're calling the person, even though it is a comparison to that.
If you're calling a person that name, yes, you're allowed to do that.
So anyway,
Jeffrey
Simmons.
Rich Lord found out you were allowed to use those words.
All right, that's creepy.
It's like finding a new toy, man.
So I think that the whatever Jeffrey Simmons' issue is with him, this is the interesting thing about it is the fact that I wonder why he wouldn't sit down and talk to him about it.
Should have sat down and talked to him.
Yeah, like you wanted to yell at him and everything, but didn't want to talk to him about it.
He goes back in for more. You take a listen.
Jeff, if you want to sit down and talk about this, we can talk about this.
I'm telling you, stop talking on social media. Talk to me.
I'm talking to you right here. Jeff, we tried to talk to you last week. I'm being rude to Roger. We'll deal with you later. Roger, what's going on?
It's good. Doing good out here. I'm doing good.
I think Jeffrey Simmons probably wants a private conversation.
Maybe. Oh,
whereas,
yeah.
Whereas, you know, obviously sitting down on microphone when he's heated. I'll give Jeffrey Simmons credit for being the adult.
He's not going to give Buck Riesing the satisfaction of getting him on the radio?
Yeah, it must be Riesing. It's spelled with an E-I.
Yeah.
I thought it was just, in my mind, it was spelled Buck Rising.
Yeah.
So, Jeffrey Simmons, as angry as he was, wasn't going to get baited into sitting down and talking on the radio. And
providing content.
Having a Seth Payne at Radio Row type of
moment.
You know, yeah, yeah.
Hey, do you think, Jeffrey Simmons, I think, comes off looking a little petty in all this thing that he's letting posts on social media get under his skin, or maybe even things that Rising was saying on the radio?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are there any, do you think there's any Houston athletes out there that would be justified in coming up to us at training camp or out in public and yelling at us at a public appearance?
I'm pretty tame on social media these days. I don't, I don't have the stomach for just snarkiness in general on Twitter.
Yeah.
So probably not, I don't think.
Yeah.
For me?
And I'm going to include the radio on this, but definitely on social media for a couple of these guys. Like Jose Abreu, for sure. Even though I think I'm right about all of it. Like, he was terrible.
I think Jose Abreu would come on and basically be like, yeah, guys, I know. I was awful. Stop beating
a dead horse.
Please stop sending me out there, Joe Espada and or Jim Crane or whomever. Yeah.
Deshaun Watson would walk up and quietly glare at me or us, I think. And then not really say anything, but then go post some rap lyrics about us on Instagram.
I think
something
with
like
Deshaun,
that.
Because it was a murky legal situation, honestly, look, people are going to get upset about anything in a heightened situation like that. When you're dealing with a legal matter that's unsettled, my biggest criticism with him that I knew for sure was that he was, at the very least, super sloppy handling his business.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of the other places you can go from there, I didn't feel it was responsible to assume that somebody was guilty or not guilty or anything like that. And I would have had that same conversation with him, I think. It's just, and I don't think he did. I mean, that's the only thing he'll actually apologize for, is that he put himself in some very bad situations.
Yeah, I have kind of a weird one for me, too. Like, Abreu and Deshaun are obvious ones. A kind of a weird one for me where I could envision this player being somewhat justified in coming up. Like, why do you keep harping on me? Why do you keep...
Yeah.
And it's Whitney Mercilus during the last couple years where his contract was horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that now because, looking back now, I feel bad about it because Whitney's, genuinely a really, really good guy. But that was a period of time, that 2020-2021 season, where Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby gave Whitney Mercilus one of the most absurd contracts in the history of the team.
It was almost like the Kobe Bryant final contract, except obviously for
Whitney
not
never
Kobe
made a
Bryant
Pro Bowl.
Level.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, Whitney's a good player.
Yeah.
At his peak, he was a really good player.
Yeah, I got uncomfortable when you would go off on that whole scenario because you did lump... I felt like you were lumping Whitney in with the contract itself.
Well, he became...
he supposed to turn the money down?
Well, and that's my point, is that if I were Whitney and I had a chance and I saw me out there... Whitney's too good of a person to do this. Whitney just lets... Whitney, I don't think, even listens to Sports Talk Radio.
No, I know.
Right.
I was with him at the draft last year.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, as far as what I have said, where I could see somebody coming up, because I kind of used him as sort of the face of all the bad contracts. So that would be it's kind of a strange, obscure one, but that would be one where were I in his shoes and I saw me out there, I'd be like, hey, listen, you little bastard.
Mm-hmm.
There were a lot of bad contracts given out, not just me. And what did you want me to do? Say no to $30 million guaranteed from Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby?
You know who I saw the other day
that
I was very upfront with about how I used to previously speak about him?
Who?
Taylor Lewan.
Oh, yeah?
Taylor and I, it's a lot
you
easier.
You said
now,
something about this,
a lot
huh?
easier now that he weighs 250.
Well,
so,
that's a fair fight.
I'm like, holy crap.
Yeah.
No.
So their podcast was in town.
Their Bussin' with the Boys was in town. Yeah. So Will Compton and Taylor Lewan were there. And I chatted with them for about maybe 5 or 10 minutes. Because I was talking about who they were going to interview and everything. And I just thought, this was the first thing I told Taylor. Whenever I've been talking smack about somebody publicly, I usually, when I meet him in person, I tell him right up front.
Okay.
They're like, let's get this out of the way. And usually, I did it with Jack Easterby the first time I had a conversation with him. I was like, listen, man, I'm skeptical with you for these reasons. And then I took out a scroll.
hear ye.
And he
hear
at least
ye.
Pretended that he appreciated me telling him those things.
Right.
But Taylor Lewan, I did. I told him, and then I also, I didn't tell him every single thing I'd ever said.
Right.
But Taylor was like, you gotta hate the opponent, and because I was a defensive lineman especially.
Yeah.
He understood it.
Taylor Lewan strikes me as a guy, and this is my wrestling fan in me with the radar up. He strikes me as a guy who kind of enjoys being a bad guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, telling him he's like, you tell a heel in wrestling, like, you're a great heel.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate compliment.
Oh. So I should have been nice to him.
You got
to
stick with it. You're being honest with him. You got to stick with being you. But I'm just saying, he probably didn't.
He probably
took zero offense to it.
If I really wanted to get him, then I would have.
Tell him you like him.
Super polite all
the
time.
Yeah, yeah.
I was talking to the. They had a crew of. I think Will Compton told me. I think they had 7 guys traveling with him.
Like
that's a lot of work.
Like behind the scenes
things.
People.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Well, they can afford it.
They had parked. So with all this rain, I don't know if everybody out there is aware. There's been a lot of rain lately. So at the parking lot there next to the bubble, there were ponds.
Yeah.
Ponds that would have sucked Titus Howard's lifted truck down into them, like the hurricane did.
Yep.
And whoever was driving Will Compton and Taylor Lewan's truck had parked like dead center in the middle of one of those ponds. And they're getting out. It was funny. I don't know if they were all hungover or what. They just flown in from Detroit. So I'm sitting there talking to Will Compton and Taylor Lewan. You know, they're standing under my umbrella. Well, meanwhile, the guys that work for him are like fighting the rain. There's a downpour at the time. They're up to their ankles in water. And at one point, one of the cases fell into the water. And I'm like, I just kind of pointed out. I was like, hey, guys, you know, You could move three spots to the left.
Jeez.
They still had a truck full of equipment to unload in this pond. Like there's a dry spot three spots to the
How
left.
How hard was it for you to not make a bunch of Tennessee jokes in watching this?
Oh, that
would have
been
thing.
Good. I hadn't even been thinking about
that.
Yeah,
man.
I don't really think of them as Tennesseans anymore.
Yeah.
I think of them as just because they're a nationwide, very successful podcast.
Very successful. Yeah, very successful.
The other successful athlete podcast, the Kelce brothers there, supposedly they're floating that for $100 million.
Yeah. You think they get it?
There's a good chance, yeah, some big company buys it and
pay $100 million bucks?
Spotify or something.
Whew, what a world, man. What a world.
I figured that's you know what? I predicted that because I had seen their numbers and I know how it's monetized and everything.
Yeah,
and
it was,
I'm looking at it and I was like, these guys are making really good money.
Well, when Jason Kelce was trying to decide what to do after retirement, you're like, dude, just do your podcast and sell it to somebody.
Yeah, yeah. Like, don't go to, you're going to have to show up in a suit and everything. You're not a suit guy, Jason Kelce. Keep just doing, focus on your podcast.
That's it, man. That's it. You alluded to this earlier as we kind of peek in on some of the other training camps. Dallas Cowboys training camp, man. Someone tweeted out a picture yesterday, and I'd heard some rumors about this. You know, I'd listened to some national shows that had said that, according to some people, Cowboys training camp attendance is way down. I said, all right, well, you know, that's just somebody eyeballing it. But they said it was down, like their estimates were like 75%. And they, for those who don't know, the Cowboys, they do training camp out in Oxnard, California.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Dallas, it's not Texas, but it's in Oxnard. But they've been doing that for literally a couple of decades now, and they always pack the stands out there. They're the Dallas Cowboys. As big a lack of success as they've had in the postseason the last several years, they are still largely have been big box office wherever they go. That's not the case for this training camp. Someone tweeted out a picture of the stands yesterday, which is always dicey because people do that before Texan games.
Yeah.
Look how empty the stands are, and then, you know, then eventually it fills up. But this is Sean Sharif of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. They're the flagship for the Dallas Cowboys. They're covering Cowboys training camp out there. Again, this is a flagship. They're covering Cowboys training camp. Here was Sean Sharif yesterday talking about how dead it is at Cowboys camp.
Fossil. Sean Sharif here with a 105.3 The Fan training camp confessional. And the confessional is we may have an interest problem, not just back home in the Metroplex, but out here in California. It's dead out here, y'all. And it's been like this. Mike Leslie tweeted out the picture. It kind of blew up. Hang on.
Third and 11.
Thank you, Coach. Maybe years and years and years of the Cowboys coming up short have finally caught up with them, along with this really frustrating offseason. So my confessional from out here at practice today, it looks like the Cowboy fan depression has hit Cali as well.
I'll tell you what, honestly, after Jerry Jones gave yet another goofy press conference at the beginning of training camp where he said some things that were just absurdly and ridiculously wrong. Remember, he is the GM of that team. And he was saying things like he had no ability to do math whatsoever. It was bad. And so I kind of did a little video on my YouTube channel crushing him for it. The only comments I got from Cowboys fans, you know, usually you do something like that, I'm like, all right, there's going to be a lot of really ugly stuff headed my way. 100% agreement and disgust with the Cowboys.
Yeah.
They're just so sick of Jerry Jones and his act. But I gotta hand it to him, man. He pulled that scam off for 30 years.
Long time, man.
He got a little boost. The post-Jimmy Johnson scam, which he got to start off with a Super Bowl victory with Barry Switzer, but Everybody knows that was largely still the residue of Jimmy Johnson. And credit to Barry Switzer, but still. Like, 30 years he's had those people believing that the comet that was going to carry them away to heaven was right around the corner, you know? And 30 years until they finally realized, like, oh, he actually doesn't really want to win. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's just all about putting butts in seats, and that is it, and nothing more.
Well, and they've been just good enough to suck the
right.
fan base in.
Right,
you know, they haven't
right.
been an abjectly terrible football franchise.
No.
They've been in the upper half.
But they haven't won a divisional playoff game since they won the Super Bowl
last. Yeah.
30 years ago.
Long time.
30 years ago.
Yep.
But I guess it's all come. He's having his Bernie Madoff moment. They're realizing it's a scam.
It is interesting that if we're to believe all the pictures and everything that we see out there, it is interesting that it's just been this precipitous drop off in 1 year, that it hasn't been something gradual. Like, that there's been enough this offseason that's super pissed people off.
I think partly it's got to be that they're doing the exact same thing they did with Dak Prescott the first time.
Yeah.
Where Jerry's getting up at his press conference and crying poverty because you can't, you know, once you pay that quarterback, it's harder to pay everybody else. Like, yeah, that's what you said last time. You waited a year and you ended up paying way more, and it made it harder to fill that. It was harder to fill a roster in around that guy because you paid him more than you had to.
Yep. There's several people on the text page saying they can't wait for you to meet Trevor Penning, Saints offensive lineman, so you can be super honest with him.
No, I will be. I know 100%. You will. Dude, his personal O-line coach, Duke Manyfeather or something like that, he told me to stop being mean to him.
Might be Merriweather.
Trevor Penning, I think it's Missy Feather. So Trevor Penning is like trying to build up this big persona as a badass. I like football because it's legal violence.
Oh, yeah.
But meanwhile, I watched the Senior Bowl, and he's getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, here's how tough this guy is. And his personal O-line coach was like, hey, man, these kids are just trying to make it in the world.
The Super Bowl is in New Orleans this year. Wouldn't shock me if he's roaming around Radio Row, right?
He's been awful.
Yeah.
He has been awful.
He's been really bad.
If you watched the Texans game last year, I would say 75% of the QB hits were specifically because of Trevor Penning.
I love that.
He is awful.
I love that.
But you remember his first training camp, got into like fights every day.
He's a tough guy.
Got kicked out of training
camp. He's a big tough guy.
Yeah.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Andre Johnson going into the Hall of Fame this weekend. D'Amico Ryans had some awesome things to say about Andre in his media availability yesterday. And yet, as he's describing Andre, all I can think of is one other name in Texans lore. We will get to that coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a great day to venture out in a spacious and capable Toyota SUV, like the new RAV4. With available all-wheel drive, it can go just about anywhere. And with plenty of passenger and cargo space, you'll go from morning carpool to weekend road trip without missing a beat. Plus, with available features like wireless charging and a touchscreen interface, your Toyota RAV4 will keep you connected no matter where you're going. Or check out a spacious Highlander. With seating for up to 8, it's a hub for family adventure. You'll drive in comfort and style with available heated and ventilated seats and all the latest tech. And with available hybrid models, your new Highlander can save you tons on gas. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a RAV4 or Highlander today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.